This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Representatives Mike Pompeo of Kansas and G.K. Butterfield of North Carolina have introduced a bill that would prohibit state governments from enacting laws requiring labeling of foods containing genetically modified ingredients. The legislation is titled the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act. The Coalition for Safe and Affordable Food has been pushing for this type of legislation, but Pompeo says the purpose of the legislation is to ensure the U.S. can produce food that feeds the world. He says crossbreeding of crops has been occurring for a long time, and he considers genetic modification a more sophisticated way of crossbreeding. The legislation would require companies to submit new GM products to FDA, which would examine the products and put on a label if there is evidence of adulteration, food safety, or mislabeling. For a look at how our livestock markets are doing this week, I spoke with market analyst from Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
Well, overall, we're continuing to see strong weakness in the pork complex with many traders looking at the chart signal suggesting that the high is behind us, at least the near-term high. So fund managers who had built massive long or bought positions in the pork complex now have to get out of those positions. And so just as they take prices too high, they can also take prices too low. On the other hand, while the cash market has started to come back down, it's not coming down as fast as what the futures market is. And so that's giving us days of up market where the market's bouncing back higher. Long term, the PD virus continues to be a problem, and the industry data would suggest that it's still worse than what USDA is indicating. We just won't have the hard data to confirm that now for another 3 months until we get another quarterly hogs and pigs report. So I think we're going to have a very volatile next several months, but I'm still very concerned about supplies as we get into late summer and early fall.
And I heard the other day that China has gotten stricter with their live hog imports from the U.S.
China and Japan have both restricted those live hog imports, and that's understandable. Ironically, scientists tell us that China has the disease itself and probably had it before we had it. But yet they want to make sure that healthy areas don't get it. China imports about $20 million worth of breeding stock from the United States each year and try to improve their herd genetics, and that's primarily what's at stake here. Obviously, the pork itself, the processed pork, is not the concern, but it's the live hogs, fearful that they might be carrying the disease. But USDA is working with them to try to bring some resolution to this, and many in the industry think that it will be quickly resolved.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Any parent can tell you that money doesn't grow on trees, but it can grow in an IRA. Country Financial Representative Wayne Schaefer suggests that you consider using your bonus check for just that, strengthening your financial status. Instead of buying another TV, invest in your future. To learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, contact Country Representative Wayne Schaefer in Jerseyville at 498-5800. Insurance products issued by Country Investors Life Insurance Company.
If fuel prices are costing you a small fortune, Area Diesel Service can help with 5 new Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Now over 400 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower. And these performance modules aren't just for combines, there are modules for light and medium duty trucks. Truck Edition modules will give your Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax, Dodge, Caterpillar, and International pickups and work trucks increased horsepower and up to 3 more miles per gallon. Call 800-637-2658 or go to areadieselstore.com for more details.
If you're going to challenge the status quo, you don't do so timidly. You've got to dig a little deeper and aim a little higher. Introducing FS Envision Seed Corn, engineered with genetic muscle to outperform expectations. We're the challenger brand, but make no mistake, we're here to unseed the top seed. See your local FS member company or visit fsenvision.com. Powered by Green Plan Solutions.
Outdoor play really burns up the calories, and you'll want to be sure the snacks and treats you serve your children are high in nutrition. That's why when they say they're thirsty, you'll want to pour big glasses of ice-cold Prairie Farms milk or Prairie Farms chocolate milk. For Calorie Counter, Prairie Farms 2% for skim milk. And here's another surefire warm weather thirst quencher, 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer owned.
It's not exactly breaking news that Illinois isn't in the best of financial states. The Illinois Department of Agriculture is currently trying to ward off more budget cuts that could jeopardize a few areas of operation. I spoke with IDA Director Bob Fleiter about the issue and how it could impact towns like those in our listening area.
The budget that has been proposed by Governor Quinn for the state of Illinois requests continuation of the existing revenues, which would be continuation of the tax rates that were approved a couple years ago on a temporary basis. He's asking to make those permanent, and also as part of that, reforming our property taxes so that all taxpayers would get a $500 tax rebate. But the idea behind continuing this revenue stream is to get our state in the right fiscal condition for the future, which is, I think everybody knows, we've had our problems as a state and challenges, and I think he'd like to get it right once and for all. So what's at stake with regard to agriculture? If the revenues do not continue as we have been receiving them in the state, our agency would see a pretty significant hole in its budget. As a state, there'd be about a $2 billion hole in the state's budget without the revenues. And for our budget, we'd end up seeing a 27% cut in the general revenue fund. That would affect our ability to do meat inspection, affect our ability to protect animals. And we have 1,949 licensees across the state. We also have an animal disease lab. It would affect our ability to protect the interests of farmers at grain warehouses and grain elevators. And it could also affect our ability to market our products abroad and locally, as we're mandated to do. Of course, we have billions of dollars in agriculture exports leaving our state. So these are things that we get involved in on a day-to-day basis. We're greatly concerned if the revenues do not continue, that we're going to be in a pretty deep hole. And I have to say, our budget has already been cut 56% since fiscal year 08. So I'm really proud of the work that our employees have done over the years here at the Department of Agriculture. But I think this, if we don't find a way to patch the hole that would be blown in our budget by if the revenues are not passed, this could be pretty devastating for agriculture in Illinois, our number one industry.
Now, for some people who are thinking, oh, this won't affect me personally, it's a problem in Springfield, it's a state problem, it's not going to affect my hometown, what are some ways you think that people would see this affecting their personal towns?
Well, that's a very good question. How does it affect us locally? And I would say that if, you know, we're not able to provide the inspection services that are where we have an agreement with the USDA, that could impact the operations of local meat facilities. I think when it comes to protecting farmers' grain, you know, we just wouldn't have the auditing staff that's necessary to do that job since it's funded through the General Revenue Fund. So, you know, there could be times where, you know, if there is an elevator, for example, that's under financial distress, that we may not have that information for the farmers, and that could result in a situation where the grain insurance fund could be depleted. That costs everybody more money. And there's another area that I haven't really touched on, and that has to do with our animal health and welfare area, where we're responsible not only for working to help detect diseases and situations where animals are where there are outbreaks of disease and so on, but also where we have responsibility for inspecting pet stores and those facilities that sell pets commercially. We have 6 inspectors statewide. We have a number of complaints every year. We have 1,949 licensees. More and more is expected of our agency, but, you know, if we don't have the manpower to go out and perform these inspections, you know, that could you know, have an impact on the health and welfare of our animals. So, again, that's an area that's been cut by 2/3 overall in the past. And we actually have an animal disease lab that we operate in Galesburg. 2 years ago, we had to close our animal disease lab in Centralia consolidated with Galesburg, so now we only have one. That was due to budget cuts. So, you know, I think those are services that our agency has previously been able to provide to the public, and that, you know, quite frankly, because of budget cuts, we're seeing our opportunity to provide those services that benefit the public, those things that have been there traditionally, we're you know, they may make a call and we may not be able to provide that service like we once would. And we're just trying to avoid that situation. We're at a point where, you know, we hope that we can continue to operate same levels as we have in the past.
Again, that was Director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture, Bob Fleiter. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.